Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.
Women experiencing poverty are being forced to prioritise buying food over period products. We've heard this time and time again, but a food bank based in Clondalkin in Dublin has revealed to RTE that this is the case of food first and then period products last. It's crazy to think of. Unfortunately, period products are often seen as a, well, as a luxury item, which of course anyone who uses them knows it is not the case. Pharmacist Laura Downing, known as the Fabulous Pharmacist, on Instagram has been sharing some reaction to this ongoing issue on her page, and she joins me on the line now for a quick chat. Laura, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming on the show. Laura, just for anyone listening who hasn't come across this or doesn't know, what is period poverty?
Period poverty is the term that we use for women and girls who can't afford to buy the correct sanitary protection for themselves on a month-to-month basis. And the reason why it came about on my stories was I shared an article, that article that you're talking about, and a pharmacy worker messaged me in. I do this thing called a confession box on my stories sometimes, where people can just, you know, tell me something to get it off their chest. And a pharmacy worker messaged in saying that they have had instances where sanitary towels have been opened on the pharmacy premises and a couple taken out of them. And I just put that up and I said, this is clearly desperation on a woman's part. A woman doesn't steal, you know, sanitary towels for the crack. And a woman actually messaged me in saying this. She says she actually can't afford, while she'd never steal a product, she actually can't afford period products. And she uses tissues instead, which we all know is not the right protection for ladies. So it just, it got a huge reaction on my Instagram page. Lots of people messaging in saying they wanted to help this lady. How could they help her? And then others messaging me and saying that they're in the exact same boat. And even from the point of view that I actually messaged this lady back, and she said actually her periods are getting heavier because she's going into perimenopause and menopause, and her periods are a bit erratic and they're a lot heavier now, so the tissues aren't holding the blood. And it's just, it makes you just think, you know, there are so many people like this that we don't know about, because she said none of her friends know, none of her family knows the situation she's in financially. And
it's,
we really
so
need to help
sad.
These ladies.
And like you said, she's not the only one. I mean, there's so many women going through this. And there's also some shame associated when asking for period products, isn't there? I mean, have you heard that from the women getting in contact with you?
Absolutely. Well, I think there's a little bit of shame around the female body and the way it works anyway. We're slowly coming out of it, but I do as much talking on about it as I can on my page and on my podcast and things like that. But it's just, there is that shame about it. It's blood, it's our genital area, and the very fact that women can't access the necessary products out of poverty, and that's basically what it is. This lady said, you know, she can choose not to buy these products, but she can't choose not to heat her house or not to feed her children. And, you know, it's just so very sad to think that there are women going around that can't afford these products. There are reusable products. People are saying, oh, you know, we can use reusable products. But those reusable products are an expensive outlay at the outset. So while they're great and may save money over time, you can be paying maybe €20 for a pair of period pants. So a woman that can't even afford a packet of sanitary towels isn't going to be able to afford, you know, a reusable product. So I think that we need to get our thinking caps on as to how we can help these women, how they can be more accessible. I know that there are some shops that do, you know, you can drop off some period products and people can pick them up if they need to. And there's libraries that do it around the country, and Lidl do a free scheme too. But this lady wasn't aware of that. So I think there needs to be much more awareness built about it. And we need to do more, don't we?
Yeah. I mean, you're a pharmacist. Has anyone expressed their concerns about the price of period products in your pharmacy?
Yeah, they have. The price of them is expensive. There's a VAT added to it as well. So we could maybe start to consider that in the first instance. But certainly I think that we need more talk about it. We need to normalise periods and the female anatomy and everything that goes with it and all the bodily functions that go with it. But it was interesting when this lady said, you know, it wasn't an issue using the tissues, you know, a few months ago because her periods weren't so heavy. But now that she knows there's hormonal changes going on, she knows she's going into perimenopause and her periods are really heavy now, and it's becoming a real issue. So that's really concerning, isn't it?
That it's very concerning.
On top of everything else.
Yeah, and you mentioned there, like, there are some sources like a city or county councils that you can get some products from. But it and, you know, some shops have initiatives. I know the Press Up group around Dublin, you know, there's free period products in their establishments. But, you know, it's getting the word out there to people to let them know this is happening as well. Like you said, that woman that is going through period poverty wasn't aware of such schemes as such.
Yeah, didn't know at all. So we need more awareness. Yeah. We need more done as well. Probably some kind of a fundraiser. I'm not really sure how to go about it. I just know that it's endemic. This lady is one of many that contacted me saying that she's in the same boat. And it's just from a very basic female level, you just feel for these ladies, don't you?
Absolutely. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking our call and bringing up that chat. Again, I hope there's people listening and maybe it was of some help. If people want to follow you on Instagram, where can they find you?
Fabulous Pharmacist is my Instagram handle. I'm very modest, as you can tell, but it's more than it sticks in someone's head.
Well, listen, you won't forget that name. Laura Dowling, thank you so much. You can get her on Instagram, Fabulous Pharmacist. And as we were talking about there, some places you can avail of free period products if you are in need. Little Ireland is set to become the first major retailer in the world to offer free period products in stores nationwide to women and girls across the country affected by period poverty in partnership with Homeless Period Ireland and the Simon Communities of Ireland. The new initiative means you will be able to claim a dedicated coupon for a free box of sanitary pads or tampons per customer each month through your Little Plus app. That initiative kicks off April 19th, which is soon enough. Some city and county councils have rolled out initiatives to offer free period products to include that's Cork and Waterford and Offaly. And if you search your local council online, hopefully it's available in your area. I mean, it's a real issue. It really is, as you heard from Laura there, for so many people. And as the cost of living crisis continues, it's going to impact more and more and more women. So it's something we need to talk about. It's something we need to take on because period products are not a luxury item.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.